Welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm Rob.
And I'm Neil. Hello.
Today we're talking about an unusual type of tourism.
It's being called dark tourism. Now, Rob, have you ever been to any dark tourist destination or place?
Yes, I visited Auschwitz in Poland. A fascinating trip, but an obviously depressing place. And next month I'm planning to go to visit Chernobyl, the site of a catastrophic nuclear accident back in 1986. So let's talk more about dark tourism. The word dark is used here because it relates to places that are connected with bad or sinister things, or things that could be considered morally wrong.
It's strange to want to visit places like these. There is what we call a morbid fascination, and these kinds of trips are on the increase.
Yes, there are organised tours to places like Ground Zero in New York, the killing fields in Cambodia, and the nuclear power station in Chernobyl.
And there are the battlefields of World War I and II, and the top security prison of Alcatraz.
There are also plans to turn the disaster site of the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant in Japan into a tourist destination, once the radiation is reduced.
But why do people want to visit these macabre sites? Well, I mentioned curiosity and a chance to learn about history, but sometimes people just feel compelled to visit them.
But what about the ethics of dark tourism? Is it wrong to make this trip? Are we not just exploiting or making money or cashing in on someone's suffering? Maybe that's taking the experience too far.